Everyone would like to be a little luckier, and it turns out that luck doesn't just fall from the sky. People who look lucky know how to grab opportunities and recognize possibilities that others perhaps miss. That, according to New York Times bestselling author Janice Kaplan in her new book, How Luck Happens, Using the Science of Luck to Transform Work, Love, and Life. Through reporting and dozens of firsthand interviews with academics, entrepreneurs, psychologists, doctors, parents, and educators, they examine all aspects of luck in a whole new light. Again, the name of the book is How Luck Happens, and it's a pleasure to welcome Janice Kaplan to the roundtable this morning. Janice, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
How did you come to study luck?
It's a great subject, I came to it after I wrote my last book, which was called The Gratitude Diaries. And in The Gratitude Diaries, I was really interested in how we actually have a lot more control over some things in our lives than we realize. I had discovered with that book that when you're grateful, you can really change how you see events. And that book got some great attention, and I was curious about other things that we think of as just kind of happening to us, but that we really can control. And luck really was very much the forefront. It was very much fun to explore that and to study it.
So luck seems, many of us, I believe, think of luck as something that is random, that you have it or you don't have it, and it is, you are lucky if you do and you are not lucky if you don't. You believe we have more control over that.
That's exactly right. We think of luck as just coming down from the sky, raining down on us. And if you sit around and wait for luck to happen, you're probably going to be waiting for a long time. So I came up with the formulation instead that luck is actually three strands. And the first strand is that random chance, but put that aside for a moment because there's not a lot you can do about it. The other two strands are talent and hard work. And now, for talent, you don't have to be Meryl Streep, though it can't hurt, but talent also includes an ability to look at possibilities, to recognize opportunities, to take certain chances. And hard work is hard work. But when you put those two together, you find that over and over again in so many areas of your life, you can actually create the luck. And you don't have to wait for that random chance to come in. And by the way, sometimes when you've put all of those other pieces into place, when random chance does come along, you can take advantage of it in a way that those who aren't prepared won't be able to.
But if you work for it and you put your nose to the grindstone, as they say, and you are focused and you do all of the right things and you get paid off, is that still chance? Is that still luck?
Well, I think the idea is that you're making good things happen. And to people from the outside, they're looking at you and going, wow, you're so lucky. How do you have that great life? And you're lucky because you have, it's not necessarily just, you know, putting the nose to the grindstone. It's knowing some of the other principles that we outline in the book. And some of them surprised me. For example, I found that one of the things that often makes people lucky is what we call zigging when others zag, which means going in a slightly different direction than other people. We often think that if you stay on one path and you stay on the safe lane, you're going to end up successful, and sometimes that does indeed work. But just as often, if you really want to make big luck for yourself, being a little bit riskier, taking a different path, trying something different can actually put you in a great lucky position.
So we're sitting on the edge of our sofa and we're watching the ping pong balls in the machine on the television bouncing around, and all of a sudden five of those balls come out and they correspond with the numbers that are on our ticket. Is that luck?
Well, that's random chance, and I actually think that lotteries are probably the worst example of luck. And of course, it's what we all think of.
Well, sure.
Oh, you want to get lucky? You want to win the lottery? Well, there is nothing you can do about that. It's this complete statistical probability, or let me say, statistical improbability, unlikely to happen. And if you actually look at people who've won the lottery a couple of years later, something like 90% of them are either broke or unhappy, because it's not that one big event that makes a lucky life. And if you wait for that big cataclysmic event that's going to change everything, it may just as well change things not for the good. Instead of spending your time standing in line getting the lottery ticket, think about what you can do in your life to make things improve. And sometimes it's actually something very small. It's not waiting for that Powerball to land on your numbers. It's starting with a very small opportunity that you can make bigger and bigger and bigger, because luck tends to cascade. When you start being lucky, when you start making good things happen, it tends to be that more and more good things happen after that.
Given the definition that you have set up for good luck and for being lucky, does it follow through for what would be considered bad luck?
Well, sure. I'm not suggesting that random events don't happen. And bad luck, unfortunate events, illness, accidents, all sorts of unfortunate things can happen. And actually, we have a whole section in the book on that, and how to make your worst moment into your luckiest moment, and how to try to get luckier in bad situations. And sometimes when you're in the midst of a very bad time, when something terrible has happened, it's very hard to see that you'll ever get out of it, right? You just kind of get caught in that moment. You kind of feel like you're in a hole and you don't know how to dig out of it. And actually, an astrophysicist named Pete Hutt, who's at Princeton, gave us the suggestion that what you really want to do is pull back and sort of picture yourself on the top of a hill looking down at yourself. And when you look down, then you can maybe see some of the other pathways that you may be able to take from where you are. And all of a sudden, that bad luck maybe starts to seem like, okay, possibly even an opportunity where you can take a different path, go in a different direction, give yourself a different chance. I know it's really hard to do, but you know, if you lose a job, sometimes it gives you the opportunity to get a different kind of job, to get a different kind of career that actually may be better than the one where you started. So if you can keep that positive attitude and that positive approach, it really can turn bad luck to good.
Janice Kaplan is our guest. The name of the book is How Luck Happens. The subtitle, Using the Science of Luck to Transform Work, Love, and Life. So let's talk about that science. What do we know currently? What are we learning? And what is new in the science of luck?
Well, the science of luck is a very new science, and we're just starting to find out the kinds of things that we can put in place. And our idea in developing a science of luck, my co-author Barnaby Marsh is at Princeton at the Institute for Advanced Studies, and we set up a luck lab there where we were coming up with the principles that can work no matter what you're looking at, whether it's work or career or love or life or raising kids. And it was fun because Barnaby would come up with those principles and then I would get to go and try them out and interview lots of interesting people and talk to celebrities and entrepreneurs and write what I hope is also just a very entertaining book to give people a different perspective on how they can make luck.
Lucky in love, you write about that. What is it?
Well, you know, I hate to do this, but I'm going to be really unromantic here. I spoke to two psychologists, both very well known, Dan Ariely at Duke and Barry Schwartz at Swarthmore, who wrote the famous book on the paradox of choice. And they both said the same thing, that to get lucky in love, you need to invest in a relationship. That it's really not about the person that you meet. It's really not about having the perfect wedding. All of us have watched probably too many romantic comedies or, alas, too many episodes of The Bachelor. But really, luck in love is based on investing in a relationship. And it's that longer term, that sense, I'm going to stay here. I'm going to care about the other person as much as I care about myself. I'm going to think about their needs. And that kind of investment really can pay off. And those are the people that you look at and you go, wow, aren't they lucky? And it's because they've put something into the relationship.
When you talk about luck at work and those who are successful, do those two go hand in hand of luck and success?
Well, I think you have to define what's important to you, right? And you want to create the lucky life that you want. The Nobel Prize economist Daniel Kahneman looked at one study where he found that people who, when they were just starting out in college. I think they were, 18 years old. This was some years ago, and they filled out a questionnaire where they had to put a number on how important it was for them to be wealthy in 20 years. And interestingly, the people who gave the highest number, saying it was most important to them to be wealthy, ended up wealthier 20 years down the line. Well, how does that happen? It's because when you're focused on what you want and you know where you want to go, you're more likely to get there. I think if that same questionnaire had asked them, do you want to, how important is it to you to be in the Peace Corps? How important is it to you to help other people in difficult situations? Again, the people who gave a high number to that would end up being more successful, looking luckier in that category, because real luck comes in part from that persistence and passion of knowing what you want and continuing to seek it.
The name of the book is How Luck Happens, Using the Science of Luck to Transform Work, Love, and Life. The book is published by Dutton. Janice Kaplan, thank you very much for joining us. Appreciate having you on the program.
Great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Again, Janice Kaplan is the author of How Luck Happens. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.